Oh, hey, yes, it's time for our meeting. Thanks for coming in. Yep, yeah, just close the door. Sit down, sit down. You're fine. Look, I just wanted to check up on you since it's been a few months since you were hired. Has everything been going okay? Everyone treating you well? You have the equipment and supplies you need? I hope the workload hasn't been too tough for you. No? Good. I ask specifically because some of your coworkers have noticed that you seem very stressed out and anxious sometimes. I know I can be a tough manager sometimes, but I do like to run a tight ship, and that includes making sure each and every member of my team is in tip-top shape. Since you're the newest and freshest member of the team, I like to keep a very close eye on you. Which is why I'd like to ask you why you don't take advantage of the company's sexual wellness policies. Well, to review, you know you are entitled to a 15-minute session once a day and 1 hour-long session once a week. Now, these are separate from your regular breaks and lunch hours, so if you don't use them, you basically lose them. You've never had a job with a sexual wellness policy before? Ah, I see. Well, our company isn't quite big enough to have a separate sexual wellness department, so it falls on the project team managers to be the sexual wellness resource for their teams. In other words, your sexual wellness falls under me, or me under you, if that's what you prefer. That was a joke. Oh, you look so nervous. You just need to relax. Do you find me intimidating? Okay, that's understandable. I know I can come off as quite severe and uptight. Perhaps even too prim and proper. I do have high expectations of myself, and I expect the same for my team. But I take every side of my job seriously, including the sexual wellness aspect of it. Have you had any sexual experiences with women older than you? Oh, you have little sexual experience at all? Oh. You're turning red. Please don't be embarrassed. There's nothing to be ashamed of at all. I'm beginning to understand now. Between your lack of knowledge of the benefits of sexual wellness, your fear of me, and your general inexperience, well, by the end of this session today, I do hope we can work on all three of those issues. Here, take my hand. And come with me to the couch. Sit down. Go on. And let me kneel in front of you. Do you still find me intimidating? Oh, you're nodding yes. Maybe if I unbutton my shirt, unclasp my bra. And take out my tits. Look at your eyes go all wide. But that's better, isn't it? Go ahead, don't be shy. I'm gonna lean forward so you can cup my tits in your hands. They feel nice, don't they? Nice and supple in your hands. Play with them. Tweak the nipples. There. Yes, good boy. Good boy. Now give me your hand and watch me lick and suck on your fingers. Every day. I have to be your boss. But for 15 minutes a day. You get to be mine, and you can tell me exactly what you want me to do. You seem a little tongue-tied. But that growing tent in your pants is telling me what you need me to do, what you need me to take care of. So let's unbuckle these and see. Oh, oh, such a nervous boy, and yet here you are packing quite the heat between your legs. Do I look intimidating now? Your boss down on her knees with her tits out and her lips just a few inches away from the dripping head of your cock? You say no, but you're still stammering. Why don't you try telling me what you want me to do? Come on now. Just say it. Tell your boss to suck your cock. Tell your boss that you're having a stressful day and you want her to give you some relief. To give you some oral relief for your hard cock. Tell her to take you into her warm, wet mouth and make sure her slippery little tongue catches every drop of pre-cum dripping from your cock. That's it. Good boy. Now, here is your reward. I'm going to take your cock fully into my mouth. See? This isn't so bad, is it? Look at you. You have the biggest grin on your face. I want you to lean back and relax. You work hard every day. Don't think I don't notice. That's why it bothers me that you get so pent up and anxious when you really don't need to be at all. You taste good. I've been wondering what you would feel like in my mouth. You know, Marco and Jason, those guys next to you, they don't do half as much work as you do, and they're in my office almost as soon as I have a slot open for them. I'll make you a deal. You come to my office first thing in the morning. And I'll keep my first morning slot reserved just for you. They can sit and wait outside my office while I give you the juiciest and sloppiest mind-melting blowjobs. I'll even let the session run a little long just to tease them. I want to let them know just how much I appreciate and reward hard workers. Don't be shy. Use your hands. Hold the back of my head. Make me take a deep. Good boy. You see how comfortable we are with each other now? Let me take off this skirt and straddle your lap. Oh, you didn't think you were going to get out of letting me take this cock for a ride, did you? Shh, no. Mm-mm, no condoms today. Mm-hmm. I won't tell if you won't. Mm. I don't normally kiss either, but you are just so delectable. Does that feel good? My dripping pussy sliding along your cock. I can't wait to feel your rock cock slide deep, deep inside me. Feel bad? Why do you feel bad? Because you met my husband at the company party? Silly boy. You know he is his own sexual wellness secretary at his work. And our maid is sexual wellness certified. Believe me, he is very well taken care of. Just like you are going to be very well taken care of by me. Now, watch your boss crouch over the tip of your cock and... Oh, God. Plunge it deep. Deep inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You have such a surprised look on your face. Oh, what? You didn't expect my pussy to be so tight? Well, it's time to learn that tightness has nothing to do with age, but with muscles and exercise. And I have years of experience taking and pleasuring young cocks that you can feel with every thrust inside me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Good boy. Grab my hips and yes. Yes. That's good. Oh, suck on my tits. Suck on my tits. Didn't think your prim and proper tight-ass boss would be such a hot little fuck behind closed doors, did you? I'm a professional. Out there, I'm not gonna take bullshit from anyone, but in here, I'll take all you can give me. But I'll admit, I do have a thing for juniors like you. You're all so young and fresh out of college with your nice little haircuts. And your thick cocks. Give them a little pussy and they'll work hard for you. You'll work hard for me, won't you, my good boy? You'll work hard for access to this tight pussy. Good boy. That's what I like to hear. Keep working hard for me and you can keep fucking me bareback every day. I know it's technically against the rules, but... I don't mind bending them for you. Just like I'll bend over for you when you come in my office tomorrow. Oh, I do love a good cream pie first thing in the morning. I'll take my panties off and I will keep my pussy wet and ready for you. So you can just bend me over and slide inside my sopping wet cunt. Make me yelp and moan so everyone can hear what you're doing to me. Make me come as you shoot your load inside my rock cunt. Then you can hold my mug between my spread legs and sloppy cunt so I can drip your hot cum into my morning coffee. Such a dirty boy. Such a nasty boy. That is making me wet. Sweat. Oh, fuck. I'm making you throb. Oh, you're getting close. You're getting close. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, be a good boy and shoot your cum inside me. Be a good boy and shoot your cum inside your boss's sopping wet cunt. Flood the insides of my raw, unprotected cunt with your hot seed. Your hot seed, your hot cum, your hot semen inside me. Yes, yes. Oh, I'm gonna come. You're gonna make me come on your cock. I'm gonna come. Oh God. Oh God. I'm gonna come on your cock. Some towelettes. Get yourself cleaned up. I have a voice conference soon, so do get out of here as soon as you can. I still need those tasks due today to be done, so get some results for me today, will you? Understand? Good. Oh, and don't forget, you're in my office first thing tomorrow morning. Bye-bye now.